door fell off and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and counted 12. Took two full quarts of 40-weight oil just to get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck will sell.
C.W. McCall and WRCO, my dad and I bought a truck one time. It kind of fit that description, actually. And somebody pulled up beside us at Aubrey Corners and said, your truck's on fire! No, it's not. It's just smoke coming up through the box. Anyway, up next, the update at 7, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
this is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News. The tax man's coming after thousands of top earners who owe money to the government.
This week, the IRS started sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million a year and 100,000 who make at least $400,000 who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. The program is funded in part by the Inflation Reduction Act. Last week, the agency announced it would open dozens of audits on private business jets used personally by executives and written off tax deductions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's a troubling rise in alcohol-related deaths in the U.S., up 20% in recent years. A new CDC study noting a spike in drinking during the pandemic that's continued. About 500 Americans died every day in 2021, women at a faster rate than men. And women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark says she will enter the WNBA draft this year. She plays at Iowa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The March 1st forecast coming up from WRCO, WRCE this morning. It's a nice sunshine-filled morning. We're at 33 degrees at 6 minutes after 7.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green, providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends. They're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brouhaha Roasters uses superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
If you're hungry for savings, head to the Richland Locker. Enjoy delicious 10% off on all deli meats and cheeses from the deli case. But that's not all. Explore the tempting salads, fresh breads, and crunchy chips. And mark your calendar, because every Thursday afternoon, they've got the freshest catch in town. It's fish day at Richland Locker. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table. Your taste buds will thank you.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Today, a high of 54 with sunshine, south winds at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 34. Saturday, 62 with sunshine. Saturday night, some clouds and a low of 42. And Sunday, 71 with a 30% chance of a few rain showers at night. Monday, 51 with a 50% chance of scattered light rain. Yesterday's high was 49. It was nice. It'll be a little bit nicer today, even. After a midnight reading of 40, we're down to 33 degrees. It's 9 minutes after 7. Here is Scotty McCreery.
When you say I love you, before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in.
Welcome to March 1st, a few things to celebrate today. It is Employee Appreciation Day, Dress in Blue, National Horse Protection Day. It's also a National Day for Unplugging. Oh, okay. It's National Pig Day, Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Oh, I like me some peanut butter in my oatmeal. That's a good way to have it. It's Read Across America Day. It's World Compliment Day. And World Day of Prayer. A few things to recognize today. March 1st, 33 degrees and sunny in Richland Center at 12 minutes after 7. Here's Blake Shelton.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree, you be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, 'cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You'll be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You'll be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Said it all, I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree, you be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeysuckle.
months out at sea. Be coming home soon on leave. I think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights, in my mind they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights, shine for me tonight. Watch over her. Just sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights, in my mind they shine so bright. She's waiting. I feel the plane descending above the lights of Kansas City. And as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights, in my mind they shine so bright. She's waiting.
Steve Warner and those Kansas City Lights, a little country. Solid Gold. Coming up, Old Country Hank is coming in, and then also birthdays and anniversaries. We have a little longer list of birthdays today on the 1st of March than we did yesterday on the 29th of February.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, indeed. Good to have you along here today on a Friday, the 1st of March. And Hank Bray is a little bit late. He's going to lumber on in, and then Joanne took his chair, so he has no chair.
No chair.
So, boy, he's just well prepared this morning, I'll tell you what.
How you doing, buddy?
There he is, Hank Bray. Everybody, yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I was working.
Yeah. You can run pretty good on those new knees.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I saw you last night.
I think I saw you too, man.
Yeah. It's people are going to start talking, Phil.
That was good atmosphere there last night.
It was pretty neat.
Girls basketball.
Yep, it was really good. So,
all my years of covering basketball, it seems like you always see something you've never seen before, mm-hmm. in all those times. And I don't know that I've ever seen a sophomore eclipse 1,000 points in their basketball career.
Oh, my goodness.
How can that be? Kylie Butler, who plays for Argyle Pecatonica, mm-hmm. she had 30 last night, but she went over 1,000 points as a sophomore.
As a sophomore.
I mean, I've seen a lot of 1,000 point scorers, but a lot of times they just get there as seniors. Or, Bristol Center, Ithaca's got at least one player right now, Channing Brown, went over as a junior. But still, you've got to score some points.
You've got to score
freshman.
Some points. I mean, you think she's looking at 2,000 points.
Yeah.
That's like a Caitlin Clark.
I would say state school scoring record. I'm not sure what it is, but you'd be well on your way. She's over 500 this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she made sure of that last night.
Pretty crazy. Wow.
Anyway, good ball game.
Yeah, it was.
Did you get in bed early?
Fairly early for having a game.
So I heard John Denver this morning.
Yeah.
Were you trying to bank some nice points?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that works that way.
Should carry me through till at least noon tomorrow.
That's like it's like saying you're right like 40 times and it doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't.
No.
Exactly.
You're right, sweetheart. You're right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then when you get in trouble, it's like, I know I'm right. So that didn't even count.
For all the good I've done, all it takes is one dumb slip up and then... Boom.
It should happen any time, buddy.
It could.
Hey, the mock drafts, okay? The mock drafts for the NFL.
Oh, the NFL?
Looks like Chicago's taking a quarterback.
It could be.
I believe I predicted that earlier in the year, and no one wanted to talk about this.
Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb Mitchell?
Caleb Williamson.
Caleb Williamson from USC.
Right.
So...
Yeah, and June likes Justin. It's really interesting with Bears fans because it's about 50-50. Those that would like to see Fields continue and those that like to see him take a quarterback. I really don't care either way. But I do know that past Heisman Trophy winners, and I mean, there are some exceptions, Mahomes, obviously, and some of them, but a lot of them
are flops.
Yes.
They are flops.
I think it's a big, big risk. I think I would stay with if I were the Bears, I would stay with a proven commodity, because Fields, you know, he's proven that he can be.
What can he prove, though?
He can prove that.
Exactly.
No,
you
no,
might be playing more John Denver.
Oh, well, what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do? You just sit there and smile and say, yes, dear.
Yes. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Well, we have some good basketball games coming up tonight.
Yep, we do.
Oh, man. And Ithaca North Crawford, you know, we've anticipated that it would be coming up. I didn't expect it to be this soon in the tournament.
I
thought it'd be tomorrow night.
I thought it would be tomorrow night as well. So,
but it works out. Yeah. They play tonight at North Crawford, and it's rare that you'll see two teams with 21 wins each meeting this early in the tournament.
And then if either team wins tomorrow and they either play Hillsborough or Potosi, if they do play Potosi, you have two more teams with over 20 wins.
Right. Crazy.
So it's nuts.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's a sign that the regional and the sectional are really, really,
really
good.
Tough, yes.
And, and we see that every year in the sport of wrestling. It's like, how come all the good ones have to come through?
Look at Ethan Hady, and then you have the four kids from Dodgeville. I mean,
it's the way it works.
It's just the way it works. So.
But yeah. I'll tell you, I have lots of good memories because North Crawford, you know, they've been a member of the conference with Ithaca for years and years. And back when I played, we had some real tussles. In fact, I found this vintage piece of audio from when I played. Yeah.
Back to the Ithaca High School gymnasium. Just 2 seconds left in the ball game after a timeout. Ithaca will inbound the basketball, and they'll see if they can possibly get a score here before the buzzer. And here's the pass. It's into Phil Lee. A quick turnaround from the free throw line. It's up and good. Ithaca scores at the buzzer. What a shot by Phil Lee. Final score tonight, North Crawford 81, Ithaca 2.
Well, that was a close one.
That was a close ball game, but
I got the shot, though, at the end there at the buzzer.
That's you're not right in the head.
Well, it took a little doing there, you know, but... for me to make a basket.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Sounds pretty normal, doesn't it?
Phil Knee here at the high school.
Yeah.
Is that the old high school?
Yeah, it was at the old high school.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, those were some noisy games, I'll tell you.
Would that have been at the old gym?
That'd be at the what is now the community gym.
No, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, they were a lot of times hanging from the rafters there.
Yeah.
Especially when the girls played. The Ithaca girls were a lot more successful.
My question is, Phil, did they even have radio back then?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. There weren't very many of my games broadcast. The girls got a few because they went a little ways in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that's your highlight reel.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's about the only one I have.
8 seconds with Phil Knee's high school basketball career. So. Phil, too. Going with Crawford, 81.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fun atmosphere last night.
It was.
And kudos to the Richland Center High School. Well, they can put on an event.
Yeah, their staff does an awesome job.
Well, they're good. Yeah. They're good. Kenny Thede on the PA. I mean, just Bill Twining there. Just kudos to them people. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Any big plans this weekend, Hank?
Nope, none.
No?
Zero. Nope.
Other than refereeing?
Nope, done. Tonight I'm refereeing, but this weekend, nope. After tonight, I'm done. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I've done 78 varsity games.
Wow. Well, that's why. Yeah, that's right. They take the good refs to the regional finals.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, just kidding.
The other things, they just hey, Henry, are you available? I hope not, but here you go.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, next year, if you're interested, the official count is going to be down by 300 around here.
Is that right?
Yeah, for basketball. So,
wow.
good income for even high school kids, you know. If you're interested in officiating, give us a call. We'll help you we'll point you in the right direction. So,
and a lot of times a younger person can catch on with a couple of guys that are a little more seasoned and kind of start there, right?
Yeah, like you and Joanne could show them the ropes because you don't want me showing them.
Well, yeah, I don't know either. Now, if I can ref from one spot, not move, I'm all right, probably.
Right.
Yeah. But if I have to move up and down the court.
No, a three-man crew, though, helps a lot.
Three-man crew does?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think the best trainer around here for officials is probably Kenny Thede.
Oh? Yeah.
Seriously, because he is a phenomenal at what he does. So, and but he's a great teacher. at pretty much everything he does. So, but I just, guys, if you're interested, or gals, if you're interested in fishing, give us a call. We'll put you in the right direction. So, and even if you're in high school or college, I believe there is no application fees.
Yeah.
So
we need them.
Yep, we do need them, buddy.
All right.
So what are you going to do? Are you refereeing this weekend over at home? Or?
Well, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Is June going to get a pin?
A what?
A pin.
A pin.
Yeah. You know, like a, you know, pin you down, say you're doing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think so, probably.
Are you in trouble already?
No. My granddaughter, Lois, I mentioned, I think she sees grandma in action, so she'll point at me, no. You do this. Do that. You know.
So she's already in training.
She's not even four. So what do you do?
You listen to her, don't you?
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
You listen to Alea more than you do June.
No, probably not. But Alea is probably more vocal and probably cries more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so June's both of you. Right. June's used to both of you two then.
Well,
anyway, go out and enjoy a ball game tonight. Enjoy some local food. There's some. Stuff going on you'll have later on in the community calendar. And what else is going on this weekend, Philip?
Well, the Vets Roll thing going on.
The Vets Roll this
Lone
weekend.
Yeah, we heard Lone about Rock. That this week. And the Veterans Memorial Dance on Sunday at the Phoenix Center.
Yes. So are you going to get down and boogie?
No, like I say, like Mr. Gopher, you know.
Go for this.
Back and forth.
Hey, that's like nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
Shake
that.
Shake your groove thing. All right.
Shake your groovy. Hey, everybody, be kind. Have a great day.
Hang Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
35 at WRCO. It is 7:35. This day in history, 1968, Johnny Cash and June Carter were married in Franklin, Kentucky. Also in 1973, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon album was released in the U.S. In 1991, the Oliver Stone movie The Doors opened in the U.S. with Val Kilmer portraying singer Jim Morrison. And celebrity birthdays today include singer Roger Daltrey of The Who, who turns 80, and actor-director Ron Howard. He is 70 today. Opie and Richie, 70. That's a check of some celebs and some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next here in Southwest Wisconsin, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today. Here are some of our VIPs. London Yeager, happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School. On Old English Ridge, happy birthday to Haley Durst from Uncle Butchie and Auntie M, and to Haley Durst from Lori and the guys. Happy wishes to Heidi Darling from Dave Darling today. Heidi, all the best to you. And here's a wish for Sharon Jewett from Lori and the guys, to Tate Perkins from Jeremy, Tiffany, Brecken, Camden, and Reagan. From Richland Center United Methodist Church, we have wishes going out to Tate Perkins. Have an awesome birthday today. Also to Janice Hill from Patty Lewis. Happy birthday wishes to Tino Gomez and Carol Strang from the Bloom City Town Crier. Here's a wish for Mom, Carol Strang. A very happy birthday this morning. We are wishing you the best day, and we are grateful for all you do for our family. Love from Sheila and the family. A very happy, wonderful birthday wish to a wonderful woman, Carol Strang. Have a blessed day from Luann. To Andy Silvers from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also from Bob and Heidi Shear, happy birthday to Debbie Robertson. And also happy anniversary to Keith and Vicki Ritten, celebrating anniversary today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday to Brady Goplin, to Zachary Pospical, Joe Walsh, to Aaron Johnson, and Casey Carlson. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Ava Cosgrove, to Brianna Haley and Tate Russell Perkins, also to Carol Strang. Happy anniversary, Keith and Victoria Ritten. And here's a nice card delivered to us in the mail. It says, a happy 50th wedding anniversary to that Bohemian princess, Diane Lee. Thank you for all you have done for myself and our family. Here's a toast to whatever the next 50 bring our way. Love you a bunch, from Ed. That's a look at birthdays and anniversaries today.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center in Boscobel.
It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Need a filter for my Rupp mini bike. I'll have to work on that. Getting ready for the spring season, no doubt about it. We're headed toward 54 a little bit later on today. With sunshine, we're at 35 degrees in Richland Center. Here's Gabby Barrett.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what it would change. I love this life that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it'll stay the same. Cause right here, right now, I say these are the glory days. In a quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing. It's slow roll of a porch swing. It's dogs running while the birds sing. It's you picking that sixth string. This is a
Gabby Barrett, and these are the glory days. Yeah, go out and make some new memories today. We hope you enjoy your day and your weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. Our news update is next.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. The news at 7:45 is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. The forecast for today calls for a high of 54 with sunshine, breezy, and mild conditions. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 34. Saturday, 62 with sunshine. And Sunday, low 70s with a 30% chance of nighttime showers. It's 36 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reported on Tuesday officers from the Richland Center Police Department were dispatched to the Richland Center Walmart for an altercation involving one person being hit in the head with a baseball bat. When arriving on the scene, officers learned from witnesses that the suspect, Zayden Miller, had left Walmart in a silver 2022 Chevy Malibu. Officers began rendering first aid to the victim and gathering information about the suspect. Officers learned that the altercation was the result of a jealous relationship situation. While officers and deputies were attempting to locate Miller, information was received that he was traveling to the Lone Rock area. Richland County Dispatch contacted Sauk and Iowa counties for assistance with locating Miller. The Avoca Police Department observed Miller's 2022 Chevy Malibu traveling at a high rate of speed on Highway 133 westbound into the village of Avoca. Due to safety concerns, a pursuit was not initiated, but the vehicle was followed at a safe distance. The vehicle traveled through the village of Avoca and continued westbound toward the village of Muscaday. It was later learned that Miller's vehicle became disabled from damage caused by hitting a deer. When the vehicle and Miller were located, he was sitting in the vehicle, which was parked on the side of the road in Grant County. Grant County deputies took Miller into custody without further incident on the charges related to the Richland Center Walmart incident. Zayden S. Miller, 19, of Richland Center, was arrested for child abuse, substantial battery, first-degree reckless endangering safety, and disorderly conduct. The case has been forwarded to the Richland County District Attorney's Office for prosecution. Veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials will be able to apply for VA health care as soon as March 5th. This means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. You can visit va.gov/pact for more information. Students at universities in Wisconsin have the opportunity to apply for grants that enhance democracy through civil dialogue in a robust marketplace of ideas. This grant program is for UW staff, faculty, and students through the Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue. You can find out more at wisconsin.edu/WICCD. A team representing the Riverdale Junior High will take part in the Wisconsin Energy Institute's 2024 Wisconsin Kidwind Challenge, which will be held in the Discovery Building at UW-Madison Saturday morning starting at 9. There will be a total of 19 elementary, middle, and high school teams taking part from Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Each team has either designed a small-scale wind turbine or a solar device, which will be tested at the event and presented to a panel of expert judges with a chance to advance on and be a part of the 2024 World Kid Win Challenge that will be held in Minneapolis in May. Those participating will also have opportunities to interact with college students and renewable energy professionals. Teams will discover the promise of sustainable technology, will design, build, and test functional creative wind turbines or solar devices, and compete with their peers in a supportive, energetic environment. Other area teams competing and taking part in the event include the Mauston Science Club with two teams and the Darlington Middle School with two teams. For more information about the 2024 Wisconsin Kidwind Challenge, you can contact the coordinator of the event, Allison Bender, WEI Outreach and Events Coordinator, by email at agbender@wisc.edu or by phone at 608-890-0946. You can also find more information on the WEI's 2024 Wisconsin Kid Win Challenge webpage. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that raises the cost for bow and crossbow deer hunting licenses for out-of-state residents. The Republican-authored measure raises the cost of the licenses by an additional $35 to $200. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the increase will generate an additional $543,200 annually for the state's Fish and Wildlife account. The DNR has projected that dwindling license sale revenue will leave the account with a nearly $16 million deficit heading into the next state budget. Evers signed the bill privately on Thursday. Milwaukee police say a third person has died from injuries sustained in a shooting earlier this week that claimed four victims. Police said that a 39-year-old person died Thursday in a hospital from the shooting Sunday, in which several people opened fire on each other. The person's name and gender have not been released. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the other two people killed as 28-year-old Sam Hunt and 21-year-old Brianna Sanders, both of Milwaukee. Police say another 23-year-old person sustained non-fatal gunshot injuries. They said Sunday the shooting appeared to be related to domestic violence. Enjoy the day and help out local veterans. The annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets' role will be held Saturday from 11 until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Lisa Bowen is an organizer of the event.
Our doors open at 11 a.m. Food and beverages. We have great chicken and dressing sandwiches, barbecues, cheesy potatoes, sheet cake. We have a bar. There's free bingo from 11 to 12. And then we have a silent auction that starts at 11 and ends at 3. Our live auction starts at 1 and is usually a couple hours. We have at 12:30, we start our presentation of checks. One of the groups that's presenting this year is the group that I work with from Highland. The Cupcake Girls is what our name is. And the girls bake, decorate, sell cupcakes. And we donate it to worthy causes. And during holidays in Highland, the girls raised $1,426 to donate to Vets Roll. So we're going to have some girls there to donate that check and from other businesses as well. And we have some Highland second graders from my class coming in to do the Pledge of Allegiance. A Highland senior is coming in to do the national anthem for us. And then, of course, our veterans will present colors. And so live auction from 1 to 3, we'll have meat raffle and meat paddles going on throughout the day. And then from 4 to 7, we'll have the Crossfire Band, Floyd Anderson and his group, playing for us.
Crossfire Band entertains from 4 until 7. A number of unique items have been donated for the raffles and live auction.
Some of the things that we have are handmade quilts. We have a lot of different themed baskets, and a lot of them contain really nice gift certificates that have been donated from area businesses. We have a bench that's been donated, specialty pies by Marsh Jelenic. She makes some really amazing pies, and we actually have a gentleman that comes every year for Marsh's tart rhubarb pie. So we have specialty pies, the 1950s pedal tractor that's been refurbished and painted red and blue. So we also this week had I would call it a portable garden. It's a wooden frame that holds 5-gallon buckets that you can plant tomato plants in or whatever, a raised bed kind of thing.
Annually, local fundraisers raise significant funds to allow Vets Roll Incorporated to continue its mission. Each year, honorably discharged veterans, active duty by December 31st of 1969, and Rosie the Riveters are treated to this trip at zero expense to the participants. Vets Roll President and co-founder Mark Finnegan says the Cabin Fever Dance is a unique fundraiser for the Vets Roll.
We have fundraisers all year long. It takes a lot of money to run the program. But this one is right at the top. But it's so cool because, you know, this is 100 miles from Beloit, and that's our core area. And yet we've got all these people up here like family to us now. And people from Beloit come up here for the event. It's so old school in a way, you know. It's just the community getting together to support a good cause.
The annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets' role will be held Saturday from 11 until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. A short season for ice cover on Madison's lakes. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office has declared Lakes Mendota and Monona open as of Wednesday this week. Lake Mendota froze over on January 15th, meaning it was only frozen over for 44 days, which is the second shortest on record. Typically, Lake Mendota is covered in ice for 102 days. Lake Monona was also frozen over for 44 days, which is its shortest period of ice cover ever on record. A Wisconsin healthcare provider will charge a fee for messages sent to doctors and other medical professionals. Group Health Cooperative says it'll be charging $10 as a flat fee for messages that take more than 5 minutes to read and reply to. Company reps say it's in response to more patients sending more messages. They say the network gets 27,000 messages a month, one of the highest on my chart. Patients will not be charged the fee if the provider starts the conversation. Last week, fire in downtown Toma, the damaged four buildings and displaced 16 people, began with an explosion, according to fire officials. 88 firefighters fought the blaze late last week, with two of them suffering minor injuries. Toma's fire chief, Tim Adler, says this is the fourth downtown fire in 3 years, and the most recent before this one happened in November. Adler said he's never seen anything like the fire last week. Officials have ruled out natural gas as the cause of the explosion. Other than the two firefighters, nobody was hurt. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison next week. The White House says Harris will be highlighting what it bills as the administration's ongoing commitment to expanding registered apprenticeship programs and creating good-paying union jobs. Harris chairs the White House Task Force on Worker Organizing and Empowerment and will be joined in Madison by Acting Secretary of Labor Julie Sue. This will be Harris's sixth trip to Wisconsin as vice president. If you want to help support UW Health's cancer research and you're in the Madison area this weekend, why not go bowling for colons? Dr. Noel LeConte says it's got a funny name because it draws attention. LeConte says there are still lanes open at Ten Pin Alley in Fitchburg and Schwegler Lanes in Madison. The event is Sunday starting at 9 a.m. and also at 1 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety is working to stop violence before it happens. On Thursday, Attorney General Josh Call kicked off a series of 11 training sessions around the state at Black Hawk Technical College in Janesville. Call said the trainings include best practices on threat assessment and preventing mass attacks in public spaces. The training is aimed at assisting professionals from law enforcement, public safety educators, school personnel, mental health professionals, and other community members who are involved in risk detection. DOJ has reallocated $1,340,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to sustain the Office of School Safety through this year. March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com. For today's vital statistics, Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died February 19th at St. Mary Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River. Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren